With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and Gloucester football coach Dan O'Connor is our guest now. And Coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
Doing well, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Hey, tough couple of weeks, but the boys rebounded pretty well on Thursday night.
Yeah, you know, we played two really good teams in Salem and Winthrop, respectively. And on the road, you know, those are two very good, talented football teams and talented football programs. We took our lumps a little bit. We had some injuries, but glad that we were able to come back home last week and get some kids back healthy and play some good football.
All right, explain, if you would, please, Coach, some of the guys you had back, and did you change positions? I'm trying to figure this out reading the paper here. Who was in what position?
Yeah, we've had to shuffle some people around, you know, with the numbers being what they are right now. We lost Whitfield during the Salem game and Severino during the Salem game.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up moving John Gucciardi, a senior captain, from his running back slot receiver spot to quarterback against Winthrop. Thought he did some really good things for us and kept him there against Saugus last week. We did get Whitfield back last week, so he played some slot receiver for us. Just kind of shuffle things up, change things up a little bit on the offensive side. Brady Patton returned from having a couple weeks off due to injury, and you know, on the defensive side, really excited to get him back last week in the cornerback position. Thought he played some really good football, and you know, just the lower level guys, the second stringers, your special teamers, and your depth guys that are very important during the football season that had been banged up. You know, forced us to go young. You know, we started Carlos Velasquez, a freshman, at receiver against Winthrop. So we had some kids banged up. Nico Alves has been playing a lot for us. He's now a freshman. And Nash Marshall moved up from the freshman level as well and been playing some depth pieces for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've been playing well, but, you know, obviously like to get some older veteran senior leadership back for us down the stretch here.
Yeah, well, absolutely, but it's also a good sign that the younger kids are not only getting some playing time, but also quality playing time and playing well. I'm reading about the ground game that went so well against Saugus. Dan, and tell me a little bit about how that game went, you know, the plays you were able to run successfully, and maybe who's up front once again.
Yeah, you know, I thought the offensive line played well. That's, you know, across the board, senior Ethan Mahoney, senior captain Michael Toppins out of guard. The captain, Jaden Toppin, plays center for us. Evan Mione's back. He's a junior. He's a very good football player. Helps us immensely on the offensive and defensive lines. He was out for the first couple weeks of the season. And Anthony Russo, who's another senior that's actually playing some really, really good football for us on the offensive line and also at the defensive end. But that's the piece where, you know, running the ball, running the running game between Souza, Caden Souza, and really that extra piece that Gucciardi gives us from the quarterback position of drop back, nothing's open, take off and run, or design runs for him, gives us, you know, more options out of the backfield that we were able to use very well.
Okay, Coach, Peabody now, they're 6-0, they're rolling, and their defense is something else. So tell me a little bit about what the game plan is, but what you expect to happen on Friday with the Tanners, because they've played well to this point.
They're really good, man. And I tell you, you know, you watch film on them and, you know, you're always impressed with their size and their speed and the things that their athletes can do. They're big up front. You know, they've got some really talented athletes, you know, that the quarterback does a good job of sharing, spreading the ball out to. And, yeah, you know, they're playing some really, really good football. You know, our hope is to go in there and compete. Try to see if we can't, you know, sustain drives, make them go the length of the field and go on long drives and not score very quickly and limit the big plays. And, you know, you take this game one quarter at a time and see where the ship falls towards the end.
You know, you both have really good special teams, especially on PATs and kickoffs and field goals. What's the battle of field position that's projected here? Because you mentioned, you know, ball control, you want to try to have some sustained drives yourselves. But when you have to punt, the idea is to keep them as far away from the end zone as you can after a punt.
Yeah, you know, we're hoping to get Severino back and think he flips the field a lot when he's punt.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, they've got guys down. Whether it's kickoff or punt team, you know, we got to make sure we cover it well, because their athletes are going to get the ball, and we don't want to give them too much space to do some damage.
All All right, Coach, heading down the home stretch here, and what's incredible is that I'm just trying to look at the schedule. You've got Peabody, and then really just not counting the Danvers Thanksgiving game, there's just one regular season game after Peabody.
Yeah, we got Beverly at home for our senior night. We're excited for that, you know, and hopefully win the playoffs. You know, that's the goal. It's been the goal for these kids that set up for the season was, you know, to get into the playoffs this year. And, you know, we've got the ability to, and the case for it, I believe, you know, if we can take care of business, win a couple games here down the stretch and compete, see where they fall after that.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Congratulations on the win over Saugus. Good luck this week, and hope to talk to you again soon, Dan.
Rick, thank you very much, man.
Thank you. Take care, Dan. All right.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. That is Dan O'Connor with the Gloucester High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.